药文友，香蕉热辣谈开通了自己的微信公众号，请搜索 banana hot hot， 不要大写，不要空格，关注我们就有机会登上节目。 We want your bananas。
I'm Michael.
I'm Vicky.
I'm Emma.
I'm Doremi.
I'm Edward.
I'm Winnie.
I'm Alicia.
I'm Kitty.
I'm Icy.
I'm Pinky.
And this is Unicorn, you bitches.
And this is...
Live news, live information. This is BNN Newsline.
Banana Newsline, this is Uni.
I'm Kitty.
And here are tonight's top story. A recent report from American government concludes that 90% of people who drink excessively are not alcoholics.And can change their behavior easily. Which is exactly what an alcoholic would say.
Scientists see that when people French kiss, they transfer over 80 million bacteria. This is according to a recent study conducted on your mama.
The restroom at Pennsylvania's Longwood Garden, which is built into a wall of plants, has been named America's best restroom.It is also named America's the most disgusting garden.
Hey, Uni, since you are a shopaholic, you must pop tags during this Black Friday.
Well, I have to say nope, because I only stayed at home with my empty wallet. But I know my brother Unicorn, you know, he shops a lot.
Okay, that's why we have our city correspondent Unicorn to tell us Beijing's best shopping spot.
Hi, this is Unicorn, and I did have a lot of fancy things this year. So, bro, where did you go this year? Well, I have to say that Beijing's hottest shopping spot is garbage. It is owned by a dude.Who used to live next to the Beijing Zoo. It has everything, like a miniskirt from a girl with her teacher's sperm on it, a t-shirt with slogan like, I'm gonna kill myself on Weibo, and a human shopping cart.
What's a human shopping cart?
Human shopping cart is a midget that he will take everything you pick.And hold your drink on his head.
Ew, that's enough. And that's all for tonight's Nana Newsline. Bye.
Is there a thing that totally changed your view towards a man or thing? Please describe it.
Well, you know, I know a girl before, and I think she's a very shy girl, and she's even not brave enough to talk with strange boys. But one day I saw her dance, you know, and she danced very, very open and very sexy and very smoothly, and I think she's born to be a dancer, and I think that totally changed my view on her.
There's a guy was fond of me in the middle school. And it doesn't matter at first. However, after I knew he had written my name on the post, I changed my impression on him. And up to now, he has been the only person that I dislike.
Please describe an unbelievable thing that happened in your life. Things that are so-called 毁三观.
Well, this is a story that I heard from my friend, actually my college classmate. She is a very tall girl, and you can see that she is very, you know, a little bit aggressive, I think. And she told me that when she was back in primary school, she was pissed by a boy in her class that, you know, it was winter and the boy did something that really pissed her off. And she, instead of, you know, instead of scolding him or, you know, say something, yelling at him, she deliberately kicked him into the lake of her school.
Well, I remember I got a very good friend and you know, we grew up together. And he has a very strong desire to have sex with some girls, but actually he doesn't have the chance. But one day he told me that he used a social app to meet a manager of 我爱我家, and you know that is a young woman and she has a family already and she even has a child, but then they go to the hotel and spend the night together. You know, they don't even know each other before. That's the thing that most surprised me.
The most mind-blowing thing that occurred recently is that I saw a picture of a friend, not a friend, a classmate. He uploaded the picture of his shit into the WeChat friend circle, so that's really a disgusting thing, and it really ruined my appetite.
Well, I'd like to talk about a person I know, to be specific, my class monitor, who is incredibly obsessed with one special part of human body, the feet.
A female friend of mine broke with her boyfriend because the boyfriend fell in love with her ex-boyfriend.
Hello, dear listeners, this is Banana Hot Talk on FM 89.3. I'm Edward. Okay, so before we start this week's show, I have this really interesting story to share with you guys. So I had a really good friend. She's a girl in high school, and I just got a phone call from her yesterday, and she told me that she's dating our teacher. And our teacher's wife is now his ex-wife. I mean, I was like, when I first heard this thing, I was like, someone came to you and told you that, hey, you know what, your uncle is actually your aunt's grandson or stuff like that. I mean, what the hell is this? I mean, when they have a baby, when the baby's born, the baby's gonna get a mother and a grandpa. I mean, it totally changed my view of life, of the world, and of my values. I mean, that's what the so-called 毁三观. And so, this week, our topic will be the unbelievable things that changed your values, which we call 毁三观. And today, here with us, we have Bilal.
Hello, everyone.
Tinky.
Hi. Long time no see, guys.
Vicky.
Hello.
And Unicorn.
Hi, bitches, this is Unicorn.
And so, we're gonna have everyone sharing our stories. So, who would like to start?
I would like to start.
Okay, Bilal, please.
Well, since I'm doing my bachelor's here, so last year I studied Chinese language in Beijing Language and Culture University, and I had a really good friend there. He was from Bangladesh. And we were studying together, but in a different class, but we were studying Chinese language. And one of our teacher, he fell in love with her in the first semester, and then in the second semester, he told me that he likes the teacher, the Laoshi. When he told me, I was very surprised. Come on, like, she's your teacher, you know? That's like something that's like you cannot imagine in our country. But I was really shocked afterwards that he proposed to her, and then she told him to give her some time to think about this relationship, and now they're having a very good life. That's my short story.
Whoa.
I would say.
Whoa, you
like first I want to ask, am I the only one thing that's kind of romantic?
Well, that's like that's something which you cannot imagine, or like that's can't happen in our country in Pakistan.
Oh.
Because you have this respect for the teacher, so you cannot get in a relationship. And of course, I know like in America it's a serious offense, and it's like Vicky would know a lot. it's like the teacher, she or he can lose her job if the school finds out that he or she has a relationship with one of the students.
Okay, so I think here we can draw a conclusion for Belarus' story. I think is love is blind sometimes.
Yeah, and it can get very blunted.
And I have to say, that kind of relationship should only exist in these Japanese pornos.
Yeah.
How many Japanese pornos have you watched to like conclude?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. How can you can
conclude
that side? Welcome back, I'm Tanky.
So who's the next? Okay, I should be the next.
Okay, Unicorn, please.
Yeah, I'll share my story and my stories. Since in this show, in Banana Hot Talk, and most of the time in my daily life, I got the hashtag, like, the gay one. I think the most unbelievable things on me should be about me and my girlfriends.
Whoa.
My ex-girlfriends.
Mind blown already. Mind blown already.
Wow.
Okay. First, like, it was my first relationship with a girl. Like, we met at a party, and we talked about several minutes, and we exchanged our QQ number. At that time, you know, we still use QQ.
Yeah.
And then, after the party, we went back to our own cities. We live in different cities at that time. And like about 3 weeks later, we started a relationship online. And then the relationship lasted like about a whole year. And during the relationship, we didn't meet each other. I thought it was romantic, but most of my friends say that it's kind of like they still can't believe how can I keep the relationship in this way. Like, you didn't meet each other. Like, you can't even hold each other's hands. You can't hug. You can't kiss.
Well, you're holding the phone, so that's
alright. Yeah.
So, like, your phone gets all wet after you, like...
Oh, my God. Maybe had some phone sex also.
Oh, yeah, we did. Yeah, we did.
Phone sex. Wow.
But, it's still, like... And for me now, like, when I look back about it, this whole experience, like, I still think it's kind of unbelievable, because, like, how could I just, like, to stand all these difficulties during the relationship?
How can you be satisfied with this kind of online relationship?
I don't know. Okay, that's the first part of my story, and the second part is a recent one. Like, it happened, like, about several months ago, like, the end of last semester. That's my second girlfriend. We met in a club, and we went for a one-night stand, and the next morning, we thought we could start a relationship, because we had really good sex, and I told her that maybe I'm a bisexual, I'm not sure if I'm more into a guy or a girl, and she said, well, that's okay, because I'm the same.
okay, that's cool. So,
so you both are exploring each other.
Yeah. So is that, so I said, okay, that's cool. We make it. So we started a relationship like about for a whole week, just a week, and then we find. Actually, it was her find like she's more into. She was more into a girl. Let's just say she prefer to pussy more than a penis. So I'm out. I mean, maybe at that time she was really bisexual, and then she met a girl who is better than me. I mean, like, and then
come on, a girl is a beautiful, and a guy is going to be a handsome.
I don't know.
How
unless
can I find that?
I don't know. In her opinion, I'm the handsome one, or I'm the beautiful one. So. I mean, and then, you know, the end, we broke up, like, but it didn't hurt, because, you know, we just know that it's just the expansion of the one-night stand. So it's just kind of ridiculous, to me. Yeah, it's kind of absurd.
Okay, so never decide to have a girlfriend.
No, 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 no.
Just by a one-night stand.
One-night stand.
Chinky, okay, next
okay,
Chinky
okay.
Star.
Just before my sweet first love, I have been through a puppy relationship with my boyfriend. But it actually, the story twists my world upside down. The thing is that I don't believe in turn out to be a joke. And when I was a primary school student, I had a close relationship with my classmate, which is the boy sitting beside me. And we are such a really, really good friend, so we just share everything with each other, like homework, and also we go
snacks.
Home. Yeah, everything, but not in that sense. Not in that sense. So, because we live nearby, so we just go to home and go to the school every day with each other. So, we just did everything, just like what other couples did. And, which this fact, I have believed it in. For about 2 to 3 years, and then during the past summer holiday, I accidentally met him on Facebook, and then we both felt that the memory we had together is a really sweet one. And I don't know why he suddenly asked me a question, which is recorded by his uncle, and said, "Did you guys in a relationship in your primary school years?" And then he just asked me in a very reluctant tone, because he's not sure about that. He's not sure about whether we have relationship at the time. So I just feel really shocking, because actually we are not in the same relationship at that time, because we are so sure about what we did at that time. We did everything just like couples. Of course we are not kissing and also not. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. So it at the sense because I'm on the computer. On the besides, when he was asking me different kinds of questions, just like further questions, I can only parrot what he said. Yeah. I at that time I'm just mind blowing. Before all that happens, I really think that he is my first love. And that's it's all blown away.
I should say, here should come our show's slogan, too young to naive.
We want your banana.
No, not this one. Not this one.
Yeah.
I think this is something which you create as you spend some time with someone. Like you also it's a different relationship, like because like we being young, we get confused in between our a love relationship. Mm. And something you care about someone, like you have co-workers, you have your good friends, you have like classmates, who
like
can be opposite sex from you, but like you spend a lot of time with them, if you are doing bachelor's with them, like every day for the whole 4 years, you're gonna be seeing them every day in the class. So like it's like you create this this relationship with them. Which is not love, but you care about them because you spend time with them in the university.
Yes, at that time, I love to do the same thing to another guy.
Why
I need to clarify about that? Because I really cherish that kind of relationship, in another way, one.
I think it was said that boys, they don't get, like, really mature when they're small, and girls get mature faster. So maybe he's just too young to get what you think.
But I mean, like, he really taught. But he really taught you how. What is the love for someone you really care about? He taught you how to love a person.
I think love is not something just you like someone. It's also you care about them, and then you also sacrifice something for them also. And it's love is just not that love at first sight is not love. It's just you like someone just for like 1 or 2 days. Like, come on, I see
like
so beautiful girls every day, you know? Like traveling in subway, in the university every day, like, oh, she's beautiful. Maybe she could be my girlfriend, but then the next day,
someone else. But not love.
Yeah, well, maybe like because you just had a good sex with someone, like somebody just said.
Well, hey, come on.
Welcome back. This is Bilar.
Yeah. Oh, come on, I want to hear Vicky's story.
Oh
Vicky.
Vicky.
Go, Vicky.
Okay. Go, Vicky.
My story is really short. So just a few days ago, I heard from my best friend that her aunt's getting married. I was like, oh yeah, congratulations. I've met your aunt before. And then she's like a really nice lady. She has really thick glasses. She's pretty short. She's really conservative, and she's just like a really normal, nice, just normal, unmarried woman. I mean, I thought she was gonna be like forever alone, but you know, she told me a few days ago that she was getting married.
How old is she?
She's like 50.
Oh.
I was like, wow, you know, good for her to find true love when she's 50. I mean, though it's a bit late, but you know, love comes to people in different ages, and I mean, I guess she just found it.
It
came kind of like, you know, a tad bit late in life.
Maybe it got stuck in traffic.
Oh, where's my...
Next time, tell him to take the subway.
So what happened next?
Yeah, and then, and so I asked who her husband is going to be, and then she's like, her cousin. I was like, what the hell? I mean, the first reaction I had was like, ew. She said her cousin lives in America and already got divorced once and has, like, 2 children. They're, like, in their 30s already. And, you know, for a lady that's really conservative to marry someone who already has a history and has a family and is literally her family, that is really mind-blowing to me. I mean, I guess she won't have any children. But, you know, just the fact that she's marrying her cousin is really disgusting.
But why would she need children when she's getting a complete package, you know? Already grown-up children, you know?
You know what, like, I have to say, it's not that mind-blowing to me, because in traditional Chinese way of marriage, it's the best to marry your cousin. It's called 亲上加亲. Which means, like, make your family relationship more closer.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you know, like, the novels, like, do you remember 红楼梦?
Yeah.
Like, Bao Yu and Dai Yu, they are cousins.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they're
still... I think that's because...
But they didn't get married.
We also have this culture in our country. Yeah. That's, I think that's because you already know them very well. But if you are marrying someone outside whom you don't know, you just like come to know them for like the last 1 month or few months, like 2 months or like something like that.
Uh-huh.
That's not enough. They could be portraying their whole life as like as lying to you. Like, come on, they won't be telling you all the truth, because everyone has lies in like some problems in their previous life.
Uh-huh.
So I think that's why it's better to have a marriage in between your families, but then scientifically it's also not good.
I think biologically I can't, you know, I think it's disgusting.
Yeah, because after I learned biology in middle school and I saw the picture of, I forgot what the disease was, but it was the baby born by two relatives getting married, and man, I don't want to see anything like that.
So at that point, you were like, why I read biology?
But you know what?
It's better.
That's how I became an art student.
Because I'm a mother lover, you're a mother lover. We should fuck each other's mothers, fuck each other's moms. I'm pushing that lady where you came out as a baby. Ain't no doubt this shit is crazy. Fucking each other's moms.
Welcome back, this is Edward.
I think that kind of affair in a family, like Vicky's story, I think it's okay, but I got another one, which is much more mind-blowing. Like, a friend of mine, a boy, who chased me before, and
you have a lot of suitors, don't you?
You bet. Yeah, he chased me before, and just a couple weeks before, like, we chat online, and he always tells me that he had someone he really, really loves, but they can't start a relationship, even though they had sex, but they can't start a relationship, and he never told me who that guy was. And then, like, in the conversation we had last, like, about a month ago, I mean, and he told me that one was his uncle.
Okay, yeah. So don't tell me that's also something you saw in Japanese porn.
No, not what I saw in Japanese porn. Not what I saw in Japanese porno, okay? Not in porno, but it's in real life. So I think that is what's really mind-blowing,
mind
right?
Mind-blowing. Yeah. I give you credit for that.
So today all of our minds are blown.
Wow.
Our mind-blown stories.
Yeah, we're like constantly blowing up our minds.
So we have to apologize for our listeners. Sorry we've blown up your minds.
Like
or maybe our listeners are also getting some stories which they must have experienced in their
life.
But I have to say, I really know that dude. He's a really good guy, and he's really, really in love with his uncle. But I know that kind of love is, you know, it's hard to accept for us. But
yeah, for outsiders.
Yeah, but yeah. I think, for me, I respect what he's doing and his affection, I mean. Well, it's still kind of weird to me, like, you fell in love with your uncle. I mean, come on, do this. There's guys everywhere, and and you're just so into your uncle. I mean, why not your father?
So love is also complicated, huh?
Yeah, that's just too much for me. Welcome back, this is Unicorn or Unihorn or Uniporn.
Okay, so I guess that all of you guys' mind-blowing stories are based on, like, emotions and love.
And they're also real.
Yeah.
No fake stories.
I have another one that have nothing to do with, like, love.
Oh my god, then I should come up with another one.
Like a competition now.
It's kind of disgusting, so you guys gotta get ready.
Okay. Right? You're ready, handle it.
I have this friend. I sometimes wonder why we became friends in the first place. Anyway, he's one of my best friends, and one day he told me that he went to the toilet, and he didn't bring his paper with him.
So he used his hand.
No. Actually, I think that would be better. he didn't bring any paper, and when I first heard it, I was kind of sorry for him, but then he told me with this pride smile on his face that he said, you know what I did? I looked at the trash can next to me, and I saw a bunch of papers used.
Oh.
So I took one and used the side that hasn't been used and wiped my butt.
Ew.
Aren't I a genius? And by genius, I think he meant genius.
Genius?
What? Oh, no.
Well, Well, talking of genius, I would like to tell this story which happened with me today, just now before coming to this.
Today?
Show.
Yeah. Wow. Okay.
So, like, we had one of the function in Ambassador's house. Uh-huh. So we had to take the subway. I had to take a subway to reach back to university as soon as possible. So I decided to take a bus to go to the subway station, and except the taxi. But some of my friends, they took a cab to go to the subway. But surprisingly, when I reached at the subway station, I was the first one to reach there as compared to those people who took the cab. So
at the
first
traffic.
Because the taxi driver, he took a long way. But the bus driver, he does not, because he has his own route.
Yeah.
But actually, when I reached at the subway station, I was wondering, maybe they just left without saying bye to me, and I was kind of feeling bad, and like I was like, oh my god, I wanted to hug them and say goodbye to them. But then, like, as I was about to call them to say bye to them, I just received a phone call, and then they were like, hey, where are you, Bilal? I'm like, I'm inside the subway station, and I think maybe you guys already left. They're like, no, we are still on the road, and just wait for us at the subway station. And I'm like, wow, like, you guys, like, pay more for the cab, and then you guys, like, getting late here, and then I just pay, like, 1 RMB in the bus, and I'm, like, here before you guys. So, at that time, I was like, wow, like, taking bus was a clever, yeah.
Because
I told them we can take the bus, because we were, like, five people, and only four could get in the cab, and one had to take the bus or, like, some other cab. So I was like, okay, I'll take the bus. But then, surprisingly, I was the first one to be there.
Oh.
And I was feeling so happy. Because I saved money. And I was the first one to be there.
Edward inspired me. I got another story which is much more mind-blowing than his.
Ew.
Oh my god.
I'm not ready to hear it.
Get ready? Okay. You know that I'm a man with many stories, with many legendaries.
You're a man full of stories.
This story is nothing about love. And it happened in my high school. You know, my high school is a place that, like, freaks all come around. And this one is one of the top students in my grade, and like, he is kind of weird in many ways, especially two things I learned about him. First one is he got his own way eating ice cream. Usually you just use scoop and eat it, but he didn't. He scooped the ice cream, put it in the mouth, and make it melt in his mouth, and then spit it into a bottle. And when the bottle is full, he drink it.
Yeah. Oh my god!
It's kind of disgusting,
oh
but
my god.
You know, at first I can't believe it. But one day I witnessed what happened to the ice cream in his class, because his classroom was next to the teacher's office. And one day I just passed by and I just watched it. I was like, you know, for almost like half of the year, I didn't eat ice cream. It's really shocking.
Of course, if I would see that bottle, I would like never want to eat ice cream.
Yeah.
Like,
I hate you.
Like, I can imagine that bottle. I can portray it in my mind.
I used to love ice
cream.
God.
I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. And
I'm portraying a mango ice cream. Come on. That's so tasty. Mango ice cream. Oh my god.
Oh my god.
Now it's like,
oh god,
Mungo, throw up.
Unicorn, we hate you for this story.
I'm so sorry. And that's just the first part. And the second part.
And any of our listeners having ice cream right now while listening to our radio show, they're going to be so pissed off at you.
Calm down, everybody. The second part is not about ice cream.
Okay, so did it have to do with any other food?
Maybe
Maybe
the noodles this time.
Not food, it's about masturbating.
Oh,
it's about masturbating. Like,
You know, like some people, they masturbate when they're nervous or under much pressure.
What?
Some people, they really do like it.
Yeah,
really.
They do this to release their tension.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, and you know what?
Like, I don't know what girls they're doing.
So how about like, you know,
maybe
like
Vicky can tell us.
How about 5 minutes before the test and they're nervous, they go to the toilet and masturbate?
No, he did it in the exam.
Yeah. Oh, really?
What?
Yeah, he did it in the exam. I didn't witness this one, but it was a, like I said before, it's kind of legendary in our school. Like a classmate of him is my good friend, and he told me about that because he was in that room and just watched the whole thing, the whole process of his masturbating.
Oh my!
Why did
he
watch?
Maybe he was answering the question. Yeah. What is masturbation? Explain in detail with practicals.
I can't.
And also give reference to the context. And scored 30 marks.
And then I would say, like, the next part is the most disgusting part, because my friend said he. The weirdo, he just whipped his sperm underneath the chair.
The chair.
And the chair was not his.
So the chair got fucked up.
Yeah, and that was really...
Did the chair get pregnant?
I wonder, what
chair.
Would you
baby
call
chair.
A person? Yeah. I wonder what would you call a person who would fuck furniture?
Wow, that was... And then the final part. That's the final part. And I didn't witness either, but my another friend of mine, he watched the whole process again. Like, you know, like when guys went to pee in the toilet, after we pee, we will, like, you know, shake our whole thing. Right? That's true, like everybody did that, right?
Yeah, but we will shake it like this.
we just shake our thing. And what he did was put his thing into the stool and then flush.
Oh!
What?
Yeah. I think that is the most mind-blowing story, right? You can't believe it.
Come on, Unicorn is full of stories,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I'm kind of starting.
Any
to
of the researchers out there in our audience, feel free to contact Unicorn.
What kind of school were you in?
It was best high school in our region, but...
Really?
Oh, so like, smart people are weird in that sense.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Well, this reminds me also one of the story which I would like to share. And it's also about masturbation in the class.
Oh.
So this story, it's about one of my classmates when I was in ninth grade.
Uh-huh.
And we were having our Pakistan studies period. And this one of the guy, he was like masturbating while he was sitting. And our Pakistan studies teacher, she was pretty old. Like, she had white hair. So come on, like, she was that much old. And I think he was portraying her as her imaginative, like, sex partner and masturbating.
Oh.
Because after the class, some of the students, they were telling each other that guy, he masturbated in the class. teacher. And that's like something like, come on, like, who could masturbate? I'm portraying his or her own teacher who's very old. Come on.
I feel like people have different tastes. I mean, maybe his type is old women. I mean, who could blame them, right? maybe he's into that kind of people.
But, you know, it's still kind of weird. I mean, to wank in public. Like...
And we could actually he masturbated in his pants and we could see all the things there. And it was pretty disgusting. And after that,
yeah.
after that
like,
we we bullied him a lot. A lot, you know, a lot.
Like, I mean, for every normal guy, it's kind of disgusting to see another guy coming, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so to wrap this up, after hearing so much mind-blowing stories, dear listeners, are you still okay? I think.
I hope you all are not masturbating.
Yeah.
And ice cream is still a tasty food, right?
Especially for mango taste.
So maybe now you guys should try and calm down and enjoy a nice cup of ice cream. And this will be all of, oh yeah, a cup of ice cream, not a bottle, okay?
And I would just say, like, we're living in a wonderful world with unbelievable diversity of human beings. So yeah, anything could happen, and we should just accept it or enjoy it.
Yeah, food is part of life.
Yeah.
And it's natural. It's natural.
That's what makes life exciting.
Okay, thank you very much, listeners, for listening to our stories.
Thank you. Thank you very much. And this will be the end of this week's Banana Hot Talk.
And next
coming up will be Banana Call-In.
Stick around. We'll be right back.
Bye-bye.
Hello, this is Banana calling. May I help you?
Dear listeners, welcome to Banana Call-In. I'm Icy, your idea bank. Well, let's get started for today's call.
Hi, whoever that is. Thank you so much for picking up the phone.
My pleasure. I guess that there must be something troubling you. Would you mind telling me in more detail? I mean, I have prepared myself to listen carefully and be there for you.
To tell you the truth, I am really upset these days. I was labeled as a workaholic. It said that I work with the computer every day.
So, what do you use computer for?
Like, everything. Editing the video clips, Photoshop, things like that. Sometimes I have to stay up all night to finish a task, but that's not my real intention.
Oh, I think I understand. Hey, take it easy. I mean, maybe they just want to say that you are a devoted worker. You know, people joke all the time.
Really? Oh, sorry, please hold on a second. Hey, you girls! Leave my boyfriend alone!
I'm sorry, did I hear it wrong? So you have a boyfriend?
Yes, we have been together for like 4 years, and we never quarrel with each other. So nice.
Whoa, that's really enviable. And best wishes for two of you.
I came from the bottom, the suicide. I made it to the top because I do it fly.
But sorry for being straightforward. Is a boyfriend a workaholic to some extent?
Of course not. I mean, both of us aren't workaholics. But to be honest, with the advancement of technology, its hardware unit sometimes just can't satisfy me anymore.
Well, this sounds kind of weird. Your boyfriend isn't something like a machine.
Well, he is. He's a device that vibrates sometimes. My boyfriend is my computer.
Oh my god. Hey dear, I don't think I'll just call you workaholic unreasonably. You should reconsider whether you have put in too much time working.
Okay, I accept. They sometimes even joke that the computer will be the last thing I see before I die.
That's a point. Don't always sit in front of your, well, your boyfriend. That's too horrible. I mean that you will become a little granny several years later if you keep working like that. Just as a famous saying goes, nothing deserves you to grumble deep into the night. You can consider getting up a little earlier the next day to finish the task. I bet you want a good night's sleep too.
That's an interesting saying. Who said that?
Well, it's me.
What? Well, I have to say that your advice is really helpful and I will consider it carefully. Thank you, Icy. I feel so much better.
You're welcome. And I'm looking forward to a change in the future. Don't forget to tell me then. Bye.
Okay, I will. Bye.
So that's all for today's Banana Coin. See you next week.
Stay with us in FM 89.3, coming to our brand new show, Highlight Sport.
更多节目下载荔枝 FM 收听。